At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Stress has become an unwelcome companion in our daily lives, robbing us of joy and peace. It has a way of creeping into our lives, unnoticed, slowly weighing down our minds and hearts. Stress often begins as a small concern, a fleeting thought that something might go wrong. We tell ourselves it's nothing. But before we know it, that small concern has taken root and grown into a heavy burden. Our minds become tangled with worries, and our souls feel restless. But God has a different plan for us, a plan of freedom, peace, and abundance. Today, we'll explore God's wisdom on overcoming stress and embracing His perfect peace. I am also going to pray a powerful prayer with you in the mighty name of Jesus. So watch until the end and open your hearts to receive the blessings of this prayer. In Matthew 11, verse 28, Jesus says, "Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." This powerful invitation from our Savior sets the stage for our message today. My dear friends, imagine a life where stress no longer controls your thoughts, actions, or emotions. Picture yourself walking through life with a calm spirit, unshakable faith, and a heart full of God's peace. This isn't just a dream. It's the reality that God desires for each of us. I want you to know that freedom from stress is not only possible, it's your God-given right. Now, I will share 3 powerful truths that will revolutionize your approach to stress and help you walk in God's peace. Number 1, the power of divine perspective. It's close, but for better clarity, you could say, "My friends, let's consider how we can view our stress through God's eyes." When we shift our focus from our problems to God's promises, everything changes. In the midst of life's storms, it's easy to lose sight of the bigger picture. We become consumed by our circumstances, forgetting that we serve a God who is greater than any challenge we face. The Bible reminds us in Isaiah 26, verse 3, "You will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on you because he trusts in you." This verse holds a profound truth. Our peace is directly linked to where we fix our gaze. When we keep our minds focused on God, he promises to envelop us in his perfect peace. It's not that our problems magically disappear, but rather, they lose their power over us. Think about the Apostle Peter walking on water towards Jesus. As long as his eyes were fixed on the Lord, he defied the laws of nature. But the moment he looked at the raging waves around him, fear crept in and he began to sink. Our walk through life's challenges is much the same. When we focus on our problems, they seem to grow larger and more daunting. But when we fix our eyes on Jesus, we tap into a strength and peace that surpasses human understanding. In Philippians 4, verses 6 to 7, Paul gives us a beautiful instruction. "Be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus." This passage offers us a practical approach to dealing with stress. instead of allowing anxiety to consume us. We're encouraged to bring everything to God in prayer. Notice how Paul emphasizes thanksgiving. Even in the midst of our troubles, we're called to cultivate a heart of gratitude. This act of thanksgiving shifts our focus from what's wrong to what's right in our lives. It reminds us of God's faithfulness in the past and reinforces our trust in His provision for the future. As we practice this, we experience a peace that doesn't make sense to the world. A peace that stands guard over our hearts and minds. My dear friends, this divine perspective is not just a coping mechanism. It's a complete paradigm shift. It's about recognizing that while we can't always control our circumstances, we can always control our response to them. In 2 Corinthians 4, verses 16 to 18, Paul writes, "Therefore, we do not lose heart. Even though our outward man is perishing, yet the inward man is being renewed day by day. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, is working for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory, while we do not look at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporary, but the things which are not seen are eternal." This passage reminds us that our current struggles, no matter how difficult they may seem, are temporary. In the grand scheme of eternity, they are but a moment. This doesn't diminish the reality of our pain or stress, but it does put them into perspective. It encourages us to look beyond our immediate circumstances to the eternal purposes God is working out in our lives. When we adopt this eternal perspective, we begin to see our stress not as a burden to be endured, but as an opportunity for growth and transformation. James 1, verses 2 to 4 tells us, "My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience. But let patience have its perfect work, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing." This passage challenges us to view our trials, including stress, as opportunities for joy. Not because the trials themselves are enjoyable. We all know they are not, but because of what they produce in us. They test our faith, develop our patience, and ultimately make us more complete in Christ. When we embrace this perspective, we no longer see stress as our enemy. Instead, we recognize it as a tool in God's hands, shaping us into the people He's called us to be. This doesn't mean we seek out stress or deliberately put ourselves in difficult situations. Rather, it means that when stress comes, as it inevitably will in this life, we face it with confidence, knowing that God is using it for our good. Romans 8, verse 28 assures us, "And we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to His purpose." This promise is a powerful antidote to stress. It reminds us that nothing in our lives is wasted. Every challenge, every difficulty, every moment of stress is being woven into God's greater plan for our lives. When we truly believe this, it changes how we approach our stressors. Instead of asking, "Why is this happening to me?" we begin to ask, "What is God teaching me through this?" This shift in perspective opens our eyes to see God's hand at work in every situation. It allows us to find peace, even in the midst of turmoil, knowing that our loving Father is in control. My friends, I encourage you to practice seeing your stress through God's eyes. Remember that He is bigger than any problem you face. He is working all things for your good, even when you can't see it. and he promises to give you a peace that surpasses all understanding as you trust in him. Number two, embracing God's promises. My dear friends, now that we've shifted our perspective, let's explore the power of God's promises. These aren't mere words on a page, but living truths that can anchor our souls in times of stress. When we truly grasp and believe God's promises, we find an unshakable foundation for peace. Let's start with a profound promise from Isaiah 41, verse 10. Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Yes, I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. This verse is packed with reassurance for times when stress threatens to overwhelm us. God doesn't just tell us not to fear. He gives us reasons why we don't need to be afraid. He promises his presence, his strength, his help, and his support. When stress makes us feel weak and isolated, his promise reassures us that we are never alone. We have the Creator of the heavens and the earth by our side, ready to strengthen and uphold us. Think about that for a moment. The same God who spoke the stars into existence is promising to help you. The one who fashioned the mountains and filled the seas says he will strengthen you. This promise isn't just for the spiritual giants of the Bible. It's for you, right where you are, in the midst of your stress. Another powerful promise comes from Psalm 55, verse 22. Cast your burden on the Lord, and he shall sustain you. He shall never permit the righteous to be moved. This verse gives us a clear instruction and a comforting promise. We're told to cast our burdens on the Lord, to deliberately hand over our stress and worries to him. And what does he promise in return? To sustain us and keep us steady. My friends, this is an invitation to release the weight of stress you've been carrying. You were never meant to bear it alone. God is extending his hand to you right now, asking you to place your burdens in his capable care. He promises not just to take them, but to sustain you, to give you the strength and support you need. Let's look at another promise, this time from Philippians 4, verse 19. And my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. This verse addresses a common source of stress, worrying about our needs. Paul assures us that God will supply all our needs, not according to our limited resources, but according to his limitless riches. When we're stressed about finances, health, relationships, or any other need, this promise reminds us that our provider is more than capable. He's not limited by economic downturns or human constraints. His supply comes from his infinite riches in glory. Believing this promise allows us to release the stress of trying to meet all our needs on our own. Now, let's consider a promise that speaks directly to times of overwhelming stress. In Isaiah 43, verses 1 to 2, we read, But now, thus says the Lord, who created you, O Jacob, and he who formed you, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by your name. You are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And through the rivers, they shall not overflow you. When you walk through the fire, you shall not be burned, nor shall the flame scorch you. This promise acknowledges that we will face difficult times, symbolized by waters, rivers, and fire. But it also assures us that God will be with us through these trials. The promise isn't that we'll never face stressful situations, but that we won't be overcome by them. God promises his presence and protection in the midst of our struggles. when stress feels like it's drowning you, remember, the waters will not overflow you. When the heat of your circumstances seems unbearable, hold on to the promise. You will not be burned. Let's look at another promise, found in John 14, verse 27. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives, do I give to you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Here, Jesus himself promises us his peace. This isn't the temporary peace the world offers, dependent on circumstances. This is the deep, abiding peace that comes from knowing the Prince of Peace personally. Jesus tells us not to let our hearts be troubled or afraid. This implies that we have a choice in how we respond to stressful situations. We can choose.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
To let our hearts be troubled, or we can choose to receive the peace Jesus offers. My friends, embracing these promises is key to letting go of stress. But how do we move from merely knowing these promises to truly living in their reality? First, we need to consistently remind ourselves of these truths. Second, we need to choose to believe these promises, even when our circumstances seem to contradict them. Third, we need to act on these promises. As we consistently do this, we'll find our response to stress changing. Instead of being controlled by our circumstances, we'll be anchored by God's unchanging promises. My dear friends, I encourage you to take some time to reflect on these promises. Which one speaks most to your current situation? How might your approach to stress change if you truly believed and acted on this promise? Our God is faithful. We just need to trust him. And number 3, practical steps to let go of stress. My friends, we've explored God's perspective on stress and his powerful promises. Now, let's discuss practical steps to apply these truths in our daily lives. Remember, letting go of stress is a process, not a one-time event. It requires consistent effort and reliance on God's strength. Let's start with prayer. In Philippians 4, verses 6 to 7, we're told, "Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus." Prayer is our direct line to God. It's not about eloquent words, but honest communication with our Heavenly Father. When stress creeps in, make it a habit to immediately turn to prayer. Pour out your heart to God. Share your concerns and ask for his peace. Next, practice gratitude. Notice how the verse mentions thanksgiving alongside prayer. Gratitude shifts our focus from what's stressing us to what we're blessed with. In 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 18, we're instructed to give thanks in all circumstances. For this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. This simple practice of being thankful can dramatically change your outlook and reduce stress. Another practical step is to immerse yourself in God's Word. Psalm 119, verse 165 says, "Great peace have those who love your law, and nothing causes them to stumble." The more we know God's word, the more we understand his character and promises. This understanding becomes an anchor in stressful times. Set aside time each day to read and meditate on Scripture. Start with the promises we discussed earlier and let them sink deep into your heart. Now, let's talk about the importance of rest. In Matthew 11, verses 28 to 30, Jesus says, "Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." Rest isn't just about physical sleep, though that's important. It's about finding spiritual and emotional rest in Jesus. This might mean setting boundaries, learning to say no, or scheduling regular times of quiet reflection. Remember, even Jesus took time to rest and be alone with the Father. Another practical step is to surround yourself with supportive community, like Daily Jesus, devotional. Galatians 6 verse 2 instructs us to bear one another's burdens and so fulfill the law of Christ. We weren't meant to face life's challenges alone. Seek out fellow believers who can pray with you, encourage you, and remind you of God's truths when stress clouds your vision. Also, remember that letting go of stress often involves surrendering control. In Proverbs 3, verses 5 to 6, we're told, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your paths." Stress often comes from trying to control things beyond our power. Surrendering to God doesn't mean we become passive, but that we trust his wisdom and timing above our own. When you feel overwhelmed, take a moment to consciously hand your concerns over to God. My dear friends, implementing these steps takes time and practice. Be patient with yourself as you learn to let go of stress and embrace God's peace. Remember, this is a journey of transformation. There may be setbacks along the way, but God's grace is sufficient for each day. My friends, I want to remind you of the promise in Romans 8, verse 28. "And we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to his purpose." Even in stressful times, God is working for your good. He can use even the most challenging circumstances to shape you and draw you closer to him. So, my friends, are you ready to let go of stress and embrace the peace God offers? Are you willing to trust his promises and apply these practical steps in your daily life? The choice is yours. But know this: God is with you every step of the way, ready to give you strength, peace, and rest as you learn to cast your cares upon him. Now, to all those within the sound of my voice, let us go to the Lord in prayer. I want you to pray this prayer with me, or listen to this prayer in faith so that you can have all the blessings of this prayer. Let us pray to our gracious and loving God. Heavenly Father, Almighty God, I come before you today, lifting up your holy and magnificent name. You are the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, the one who holds the entire world in your hands. You are my refuge, my strength, and my ever-present help in times of trouble. I exalt you because you are my peace, my comfort, and my resting place. You are the one who calms the storms and silences the waves. You are the God who knows my every need who sees my every tear and who hears my every prayer. I am grateful that you are faithful, unchanging, and full of love and compassion for me, and I worship you with all my heart. Thank you, Lord, for your goodness and mercy that follow me all the days of my life. Thank you for your unfailing love and for being my constant source of hope and strength. I am grateful for the peace that comes from knowing that you are in control and that I don't have to carry my burdens alone. Father, I ask for your forgiveness for my sins and for the times that I have allowed stress and anxiety to take over my heart and mind. I also forgive those who have trespassed against me, releasing them into your hands. Lord, cleanse my heart and mind. Help me to walk in the freedom and peace that you have promised. Father, I declare today that I will no longer be bound by the chains of stress and anxiety. In the mighty name of Jesus, I rebuke every spirit of worry, fear, and tension that tries to overwhelm me. I bind every lie of the enemy that tells me that I am alone, that I am not enough, or that I have to carry these burdens by myself. Lord, I surrender every worry, every fear, and every burden at your feet, knowing that you care for me and that you are able to handle all that concerns me. I declare that I will rest in your presence, knowing that you are working all things together for my good. Help me to trust you completely, to lean on your promises, and to find peace in your love and sovereignty. Lord, I pray for your peace to fill every area of my life. Let your peace, which surpasses all understanding, guard my heart and mind in Christ Jesus. I declare that I will not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, I will present my requests to you. I choose to cast all my cares upon you, because I know you care for me. Lord, teach me to live in the moment, to find joy in each day, and to trust that you are in control of my future. In the name of Jesus, I speak peace over my thoughts, my emotions, and my spirit, and I declare that I am free from all stress. Father, I declare blessings over my life today. In the name of Jesus, I speak healing over my body, mind, and spirit, and I rebuke every sickness, every pain, and every form of disease. I declare that no weapon formed against me shall prosper. And I stand on the promises of your word that I am more than a conqueror through Christ. I come against every attack of the enemy that seeks to steal my peace, my joy, and my focus. And I declare victory in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray for your divine protection over my life, that you would cover me with your wings and keep me safe from all harm. Let your angels surround me and my loved ones, and let your presence be a shield around us wherever we go. Lord, I ask that you would bless and protect my loved ones. Cover them with your peace, strengthen them in every area of their lives, and let them experience your presence in a powerful way. I plead the blood of Jesus over my family and my home, and I declare that no harm shall come near us. Lord, as I say this prayer, together with everyone listening, I am grateful for every heart that is opening before you right now. We come in agreement as we pray for each other, knowing that you are with us, guiding and strengthening us. Lord, let your Holy Spirit calm our hearts and our minds, filling us with peace, joy, and the assurance that you are working in every situation. We claim victory over every struggle, every burden, and every fear, and we thank you for the peace that only you can give. Thank you, Lord, for being our strength, our shield, and our peace in every storm. For yours is the kingdom, power, and the glory forever and ever. Thank you, Lord, for hearing and answering my prayer. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray, amen. If you were blessed by this prayer, type the word amen in the comments section below. I declare that all the blessings of this prayer are now upon you in the name of Jesus. You can help us to reach more persons and spread the gospel. You can do this by sharing the video with a friend or family member and by clicking the like button. Also remember to subscribe to our channel, Daily Jesus Devotional, for more videos that will bless your heart and uplift your spirit. We appreciate all your support. You're blessed to be a blessing. Please feel free to leave your prayer request in the comments section so that we can present them before God for your blessings and victory, and so that other believers on the YouTube platform and all over the world can join us and start praying for you right now. Stand in faith with us while we pray. To God be all the glory. May the grace and peace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.